The X Zone Radio Show is heard on radio broadcast affiliates worldwide, including
AM 580 CFRA in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
WPUL AM 1590 in Daytona Beach, Florida.
KUHI AM 1610 in St. Helens, Oregon.
KHRO AM 1150 in El Paso, Texas. And for more information on becoming a professional broadcast affiliate of the X Zone Radio Show, visit
www.xzbn.net
or call toll-free worldwide
1-800-610-7035.
The X Zone Radio and TV Show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X Zone Radio and TV Show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Welcome to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and for the next 4 hours, I'm your host and your guide as together we cross the time-space continuum to this place that I call the X Zone. It's a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. It's a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. And the X Zone comes to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern on the Talkstar Radio Network, X Zone Broadcast Network, UK High Definition Radio, Euro High Definition Radio, Star Cable, and XZoneTV.com. If you'd like to give us a call worldwide, toll free, 1-800-610-7035. My email address is XZone@XZoneRadioTV.com. On MSN Messenger, XZoneRadioTV@Hotmail.com. And our website, www.XZoneRadioTV.com. And to watch and listen 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year, www.xzonetv.com. Last night we received our statistics on iTunes downloads, and the total number of guests that were included in this statistical analysis for the last 6 months were 1,148 guests. Now, the number of downloads based on these guests totaled 451,200 downloads. After we did the statistical analysis, these are the top 10 download guests that we had over this period of time here on the X Zone. Number one, Dr. William Schneid. Number two, our play is on X-1. Number three is my guest this hour, Elizabeth Joyce. Number four, L.A. Marzulli. Number five, Pastor Harry Walther. Number six, Mitch Batros. Number seven, Brian David Anderson. Number eight, Patrick Cook. And number 10, Howard Bloom. They are the top 10 out of the top 50 out of the entire 1,148 guests that we had on iTunes and still have on iTunes for a total of 451,200 downloads. So to all the people that we've had on the show, thank you very much. Congratulations to each and every one of you. It's a pleasure being at the helm of the X Zone because here we do make a difference. One person at a time, one person a night. That's all it takes. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break in 2 minutes with my first guest this hour. Actually, my first guest for tonight's show this hour, Elizabeth Joyce, psychic. If you'd like to give us a call, talk to Elizabeth, 1-800-610-7035. Email, xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. On MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv@hotmail.com. And our website, www.xzoneradiotv.com. My name is Rob McConnell. This is The X Zone, and we're coming to you from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Elizabeth Joyce. Don't go away. In his new book, Wandering About, author David Strumfeld talks about the universe, existence, civilization, and the nature of mankind. Wandering About is a comprehensive guide that discusses man's everlasting struggle to learn what his place in the universe is and what the true purpose of his existence is all about. By dealing with many forms of science and humanity, Wandering About also serves as an intellectual autobiography, an expedition through author David Strumfeld's mind and his life as a human being. Through the reader's views, readers will learn many relevant things, such as the development of civilization through the ages, how science helped mankind to make many crucial discoveries about the universe, why people's curiosity and imagination never get satisfied, and much more. Wandering About promises to push the reader's reasons and thinking to the very edge. To order Wandering About by David Strumfels, go to www.wanderingabout.net. That's www.wanderingabout.net. Welcome back to the X Zone, everyone. Number 3 on the list of 1,148 guests that we had that comprised the analysis of the iTunes downloads that we have at the X Zone iTunes store. Elizabeth Joyce is my guest. Number 3, Elizabeth. Wow. Welcome back to the X Zone.
Thank you. I'm still recovering from the news. I was thrilled, absolutely thrilled. And I thank you, Rob, for all of your kindness to
God.
Me.
You know what, Elizabeth? You are one of the busiest people I know. Apparently, you and I were just chatting before we came back to air. You've got your blog radio show that's starting up in the near future with Bonnie McQuaid. You just came back from 30 days on the road. We're going to be talking about T-Square today. We're going to be talking about the Ascension. My goodness, when do you rest?
I don't very much. And I've got my next book coming, too. I've got 8 chapters done.
Holy cow.
I was on the road for 30 days with Amici the Hugging Saint. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'm on staff. And to see the eyes of thousands and thousands of people getting the love from this woman is incredible, Rob. It really makes you stop and think.
Tell me about her, please.
She is a fully realized saint, and you know we have a lot of yogis on the planet. We have a lot of wonderful healers, light workers, mm-hmm. and all those marvelous people that are doing good work, including Deepak, Carolyn Nis, yeah. and all of the well-known names. They all go to her.
Really?
She really does bring in the energy of a higher dimension, as my book said, Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. She brings in that energy, which is pure love energy. And miracles happen around her. Not only miracles on your body, where you heal spontaneously, but miracles in your heart, where you forgive people, where you share, where you have a shift and realize that helping others should be mm-hmm. the main focus of life, not money and greed.
Tell me, how did you come across this fine saintly lady?
I met her 23 years ago in California. I had a teacher named Indira Ivy, who was a fabulous teacher at the time, and she lived in Hawaii. And Alma had been to Hawaii, and she gave me a call, and she said, you have to go to this lady. She's a fully realized saint. And in trusting her, I went, and I've been with her ever since.
Now, who sainted her, or how did she become a saint?
Nobody can saint anybody. As far as I am concerned, nobody can saint anybody. It comes from the divine. So I'm going to answer you by saying the divine sainted her. We call people a saint whose scope and life are beyond what we can do. She has been honored by the United Nations. She
wow.
has charities all over the world. She gave $22 million to the tsunami. She is building orphanages in Haiti.
God
this
bless
is
her.
A woman that when something happens, she's there. She has a wonderful, wonderful organization, and it's all volunteers. We saw 25,000 people in New York City at the Manhattan Center, and every bit of that time, organization, and planning was volunteer and donations.
So when someone goes to one of these events, like the event in New York City, could you tell us what happens?
Well, New York City is a little bit more frustrating than a lot of the others because it's very packed with people. You have to stand online and you get a token. Once you get your token, you go inside and you sit and you meditate and you wait for your number to come up, and then you get online to go and get your hug from her. And she does this every single day. 24 hours a day, just about. She only gets about 3 hours sleep a night. And there isn't anybody on the planet that could live her life. I would never want to live her life. My bones would ache from head to toe. But she, not only does she do the hugging, but she's out doing things. If she's building houses, she's going to go out and make sure that they're digging right, and she's going to help lift stones, and she's going to help with the people from the tsunami. When the tsunami happened, the first thing that she did was call all the widows and children to her ashram, and she began classes for the children to keep them occupied while they figured out how to reconstruct. She had thousands of children out with Swamiji in the morning doing yoga. It's incredible. She's really embracing the world.
What's her story? Where did she come from?
She came from God. She was born to a family in India. And, of course, her story's on her website, which is ama.org. And they thought she was crazy. They were very poor, and she would steal food from the house and go down and feed the people who were more poor. And finally, they wouldn't let her in the house, and they had her sleep out with the animals. And when she was in her teens, an energy went from her to this man who we call Swamiji. He was her first Swami. And he was in New Delhi, India, and he had to go down to Kerala, which is on the tip near Sri Lanka. And he ran down there and was asking for the saint, and everybody mm-hmm. said, there's nobody like that here. There's only the crazy lady that's out with the cows. And he got halfway across the field and fell at his feet because he recognized her. And it's hard for some people to recognize her. Some people think, okay, I got my hug. Big deal. Some people get their hugs and run right out. They don't understand that you have to stay there and you have to linger. And, Rob, it's cumulative. So the more you go, the more you open and the more you grow and the higher your vibration becomes. But your life changes within 3 and 4 weeks. after you've been with her, your life readjusts itself so that the negative part of your life spits itself out and the positive part of your life, now there's room for that to grow. I'll give you an example. I was in New York. I was in Albuquerque last year, and this man named Michael came running up to me, and he said, "Are you Elizabeth Joyce?" And I said, "Yes." And he hugged me, and he said, "You don't remember me, but 2 years ago, Mother was at Columbia University in New York City, and you were walking down the street, and I was sitting against a wall in my rags holding out my cup for quarters. You stopped. You looked at me. You picked me up. You started to talk to me. You told me you had somebody I needed to meet." He said, "The next thing I knew, I was in the shower in a men's dorm, dressed in white, and sitting at the feet of some lady."
Holy cow.
And it was Amma. And here he was in Albuquerque thanking me for that moment. I didn't even remember it. I know I did it, but I didn't even remember it. And here he had moved to Albuquerque, redone his life, was working in a bookstore, and was getting himself back together again.
Isn't
that
amazing?
What happens when you're with Amma.
So where do you go now? Where do you go from here with her?
Well, then, of course, during the year, she comes once a year. She comes in May to Seattle, and she finishes in Toronto.
Oh.
So she was just in Toronto, and then she goes back, and then you wait for the next year. You try to live a different life. You try to live a life of kindness, generosity, and getting involved in the community and finding out what others need and being there. For example, you know I started the BCMA, the Bucks County Metaphysical Association, and we give to local charities. And the reason I started that was because of her influence. And we're doing very well, and we're really growing, and people are coming together in harmony, and all the people that are in metaphysics are coming, and they're getting known, and they're getting out there, and we're all helping each other. That's what we need.
What would be the difference between this lady, who's a saint, and Mother Teresa?
There is a difference. I don't know how to explain it to you. Mother Teresa was sainted by the Catholic Church. She did marvelous things, wonderful, wonderful things. And yet I know that Mother Teresa would go into Amma's arms. It's not fair to really compare.
So would it be fair to say, Elizabeth, that one is anointed by God while the other is anointed by man?
Correct. Not that Mother Teresa didn't deserve to be sainted.
Yes,
she absolutely
I understand
did.
That, yeah.
But there's people like Deepak Chopra and Carolyn Miss and Louise Hay. They've all been to Mother. I mean, I saw movie stars while I was on the road. I saw Sissy Spacek. I saw a couple of others. The man that played the part of Capote, I forget his name. They were all there. Everybody's there because she adds. Sharon Stone is one of her main supporters. She adds to life. She only asks that you spread love. She said that to me. Bonnie McDade and I were blessed by Amma to start doing our healing work on a grand scale. We do vibrational healing based on the book Ascension. And, of course, we have the seven seals. We have all a whole new type of healing that is going to surpass everything that's being done. And I'm only saying that. I know we have wonderful light workers out there. I'm only saying this because I want people to grow. And this is spontaneous. It's what Greg Braden has written about. It's the spontaneous healing with the seven blessed seals, and we've added to that. It's very, very, very exciting. And we are hoping to go around the United States for healing work, for where you just come and you sit and you experience the energy. And then the energy always does whatever it's going to do, Rob. Some people can't come in the door with Amma because the energy is too strong. Some people, after they wither, get very sick because they're purging. And if it's not explained to them, they don't understand it. But I do understand the workings of how all this... I understand the workings of it. I don't know why, but I do.
Is it possible that in another life you shared what she has now?
I did. She told me so. You know, when Mother started, about 2 years after we were... organizing. We were in New York City and there were 60 people, and I was one of the 60 people. And she said, "You are my core group, and you are the people that have been with me lifetime after lifetime." And then she said something that amazed me. I'll tell you, I don't know how people are going to think about it.
All right, why don't we have a bit of a cliffhanger here, because you and I have to take our news break at the bottom of the hour, my dear friend.
Okay.
Exo Nation, Elizabeth Joyce is with us. Elizabeth is going to be with us more often than she has been in the past. Times are changing here in the X-Zone, and changes for the good. My name is Rob McConnell. This is the X-Zone, and I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break as we continue with Elizabeth Joyce from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Her website is www.new-visions.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Fortune teller, can you see what my future's going to be?
Think. The long-held belief in the afterlife, immediately after death, and the teaching about going to heaven or burning in hell forever have been very costly, futile, and most dangerous for many of God's children in every generation and religion. Just consider the impact of these man-made teachings in the past and in our days. In the world of Christianity in particular, and to a lesser degree in Judaism, many have been and are still being tormented by the fear that either they or their loved ones are going to burn in hell forever. For the illusion and the promise of going to heaven, many have been and still are impoverishing their families for the sake of going to heaven or avoiding hell. And how dangerous are these unbiblical and contrary to the Quran teachings to many? Well, consider these painful facts of life. For ages, both Christians and Muslims have shed rivers of blood for the supposed glory of going to heaven, for the kingdom of heaven or paradise. This battle for an elusive future is not over yet, by far. The bloody ongoing Middle East conflict since the time of the Crusades is based on the belief that Muhammad has ascended up to heaven via Jerusalem. All fanatic Islamic terror, be it in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in America, and elsewhere, all suicide bombings, and the greatest danger of all, a fanatic nuclear Iran and most dangerous regime, is all based on this religiously concocted teaching about the afterlife and the promise of heaven or paradise. The president of Iran declared plainly, "The very reason of becoming a nuclear nation and economically powerful is so that we can prepare the way for the coming of the Mahdi to rule over all the earth. This would obviously necessitate the destruction of all unbelievers." Yes, truth is at times more fascinating than fiction, and the belief in the afterlife or going to heaven or hell is just that, pure fiction. Is it worth living or dying for? You decide. For more information, visit www.mikemjoseph.com. Find out about the other book that has the answers and the truth. That's www.mikemjoseph.com.
You're listening to the X-Zone Radio Show, live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network,
X-Zone Broadcast Network,
UK High Definition Radio,
Euro High Definition Radio,
and Star Cable. Our toll-free telephone number worldwide is 1-800-610-7035.
Our email address, xzone@xzoneradiotv.com.
On MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv@hotmail.com.
And our website,
www.xzoneradiotv.com.
Why do I feel like I'm losing control?
Well, it's the
Welcome back to the X Zone, everyone. Elizabeth Joyce is our special guest. Her website is www.new-visions.com. And Elizabeth, is there a number that people can call if they'd like to contact you for a one-on-one consultation?
Yes, of course. My number is 201-934-8986. And my website is www.new-visions.com.
Once again, XO Nation, if you'd like to contact Elizabeth Joyce for a one-on-one consultation, 201-934-8986, and her website is www.new-visions.com. Elizabeth, before we went to the news break, we were talking, and what was it that mother said to the 60 people?
She looked at all of us right in the eye, and she said, "Thank you for being with me at the cross." And then she did a dance, and a shot of energy went through me that was incredible, just incredible. So what she was implying was that we were the support group that started something very special on the planet. And I'm sure that there was more after that, too, in Egypt and in any belief system that you want to consider. But it was very powerful and very dear to me.
Now, Elizabeth, how old is Mother?
Mother is in her 50s. She was born September 27th, 1953.
Wow.
And it's quite an organization. You know, it's funny. I've been there 23 years, and a lot of the people that I met originally are now right at her feet serving her. The lady that is next to her all the time, Swaminina, is... we started the bookstore together. We wanted to have a bookstore, and 23 years ago, we started the bookstore. So to see how it's grown and to see how the people have grown, it's incredible to me. Anyway, I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
You start your show with "Why Do You Do the Things You Do" by the Beatles?
Now, that's by a group called The Wonders.
The Wonders. Well, we're going to be wondering about it this summer because we are going in to some very... harsh energy, as you see by the weather. And
yes.
I wanted to give people some hope and some guidance about what to do during this strained time. We're having a T-square in the sky that's not only a T-square, which, of course, we have on occasion, like every 7 or 8 years, but we have a cardinal sign T-square. Now, that can be the harshest on the planet. And this particular T-square is not good for heads of state, heads of corporations, presidents, czars, kings, queens, whatever. So I don't know what's going to happen. I felt Bill Clinton's illness. I also feel something with George Bush Sr., and I felt something. I knew that there was going to be a movie star icon, and of course it turned out to be Sacha Baron Cohen. So what we're going to be seeing this weekend, starting this weekend, is the news full of sudden death, accidents, and violence. That's the energies. And the energies are going to disrupt everybody's life on the planet. And what it's really doing, it's eliminating that you no longer need. So don't hang on to it. Just stay centered. Understand that you're being asked to make some changes and try to flow with it. And you certainly will fare better. If there are hidden talents that you have, if there are goals that you haven't been able to reach, concentrate on those and watch the blocks leave and watch you step closer to what you want to achieve, to maybe what your soul purpose is. You could even meet your soul mate at this time. But this all has to iron out. And in the beginning, we have destruction, and then we have reconstruction. And that will complete itself at the fall equinox. So it's going to be very interesting, Rob, to see what happens between August 1st and September 22nd.
So are we actually watching the universe, or I guess the universe, purging?
Right. And of course, Mother Earth is doing it, too. You know, the oil spill, I was so frustrated about the oil spill, Rob, that I got a group together, and we have a oneness unit where people are visualizing nets around the ship and bringing the oil back to the ship. We did a group session on the oil spill where we had somebody in the Virgin Islands, somebody in Alabama, somebody in Texas, somebody in Florida,
right,
each holding a net. And then we walked into the center to bring it back to the source. And these mind exercises are very helpful. They really are. So that's one thing that, of course, was a horrendous upset on the planet.
So tell me, did this exercise work? Were you able to?
Well, I think that all of this exercise is help, and I know that there's going to be storms that are going to spread this, and the saddest thing, of course, is that the oil has gone down and it's interfering with all of the eggs that have been laid, so it will affect the future species. But we felt that it helped, and all of a sudden, within weeks, you know, they're capping it and it stopped flowing. That was at least a help. So I think it's a positive thing to do. I think it's something that sends love, sends caring, and makes you feel like you're doing something.
Tell me, how's your book doing?
My book is doing okay. It could do a little better. I think that it's beyond some people. I do think that you need to sit and read it as a learning thing. But it has wonderful information in it. And the seven healing seals, that part of the book, the healing part of the book, has grown. And I've added more. So I'm going to have to add a new section to the book shortly. And I've learned about distant healing and how to do it differently. It's really very powerful because we've had amazing results. There was a little boy who was 6 years old, a friend of mine's grandson, and she's in my classes, and he started having a food upset, you know, at the shore, and he was throwing up and being very sick, and she did the seven seals with him, and it was gone within 10 minutes.
Now, what are the seven seals, Elizabeth?
The seven seals are the seals that I have in the book that go along the spine, and they're a vibration that is caused when somebody sends them to you. They create a vibration along your body. You can be in the room or you can be thousands of miles away. It doesn't matter. And when that energy is sent to you, it rebalances the body. So it takes away any sort of dis-ease and brings you back into feeling better, having a better energy flow. It's the same thing as a short circuit, Rob. If you have a plug that doesn't quite give the energy, or if you haven't amped up your phone, or if you're watering and your hose gets a kink in it, that stops the energy flow. So what the seven seals do is it puts it back into a normal energy flow, and then you feel better. And it's working. It's healing. It's working.
Elizabeth, every time you're on, I always get email from listeners asking me the next time you're on to talk about the way that people can suck the energy out of you.
Oh, the psychic attack.
Yes.
People suck energy out of you. Basically, you participate in it because when somebody says something to you, you either believe it or you don't believe it. Rob, if I said I don't like your red shirt today, that's an energy that I'm sending. Mm-hmm. And you could laugh and say, but it's wonderful, it makes me feel sexy. And then you're gonna dispel it. The energy's not going to hurt you. But if you go around saying, she doesn't like my red shirt, she doesn't like my red shirt, oh my, I should change shirts. Then you're accepting it. You see the difference?
Yes, I do.
And so you participate in believing what somebody says to you, and they can drain your energies. And when you're open to participating in negativity, negativity can enter you and grow more. So the gypsy says, you have a curse on you, and you were born into this cursed family. It's been on you for hundreds of years. I'm the only one that can erase it. Give me $20,000, and I'll do it for you. Then you believe it, and you give her the money. And she runs and laughs. She goes to Atlantic City or to the boardwalk or to whatever she does. And you're sitting there empty, more empty than you were before. No one can put a curse on anybody. That's what has to be heard. No one can hurt you or even insult you without your permission. And I've just given an example of how that happens. Somebody can insult you, and you can dislike the person, Rob, because that's what they do. But you don't have to accept the insult. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It truly does.
You can say, that person is always negative when I'm around here. I don't want to be around her anymore, and choose not to be. Or you can cry and wring your hands and try to be her friend, and she's going to keep insulting you. And that's negative. And then that makes you ill. It makes you out of center. It makes you out of order. And that's how you get your energy sucked.
Tell me, what's your new book about?
My new book is my life story. How a child was born, an identical twin, and was born with this gift. I had a veil when I was born, and I was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of sight. And how I learned to use it in my life and some of my true experiences. It's called Unlimited Realities.
What has been the pinnacle of your career so far?
The pinnacle of my career, I guess meeting Mother would be number one, but number two, in really believing that what I do works, in really believing that I can say to you something and then it happens. That it blows me away every time. I feel very humble about it because you never know. You just get an impulse inside of you. It's an energy that says something, and then you say it, and then it happens. The energy happens before the action. The energy happens before the action. If you can remember that, you can always predict a baseball game, who's going to win Miss America. You can predict anything. I can tell people how much money they believe they're going to earn next year. And then you can change your belief system and earn more. It's interesting. It's really interesting, Rob.
When you were growing up, did you ever have any idea that you were going to be doing what you're doing now and that you were going to be touching as many hearts as you do?
No. As a matter of fact, I had a husband who died. My second husband died. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't.
He died in 1979, and before he died, 3 months before he died, he told me that that's what I would be doing. He told me. He said, you're very psychic. He said, why do you think your friends love to talk to you on the phone? You're always telling what's going to happen, and it happens. You're going to put your son through college by doing this work. I don't know whether he knew the scope of it, but that's what I did. I put Jeffrey through college by doing this work. So I did not know at all.
How do you think he knew?
I don't know. I think he had a vision. I think he may have had a vision. He knew he was going to die because he had hardening of the arteries, and he said if it was 10 years down the road, I wouldn't, because they had the heart transplants, but they didn't have them back then. And he just said that he had a realization. He said, I have had a realization about you. And he sat and he told me. On Thanksgiving Day in 1978, he told me. It's really something.
In all the years that you've been touching people, making a wonderful difference in their lives, which is the one person that you helped that you will never forget?
You know, at this point, I think it's Mike, the one that was the beggar in New York and then went to Albuquerque. There's been so many, it would be really hard for me to answer that question because every soul that's been touched has been such a gift to me. And I will tell you, I can remember the ones that wouldn't let me touch them. I can remember the ones that fight me. I know the ones that don't want to hear what I have to say. And I think that's more bothersome to me than the ones that have been raised up to a higher level. Because it's so sad to see people shut out the light. It really is.
What are some of your...
I'm going to say one more thing. My mother knew that I had the gift because my grandmother did, and that's all explained in the book. And before she died, she was in a coma-like state, and I could talk to her telepathically. That meant a lot to me, to be able to talk to her telepathically.
Are we ever alone, Elizabeth?
Never. And you know, there is an afterlife, and there is you call it a judgment system. I call it an energy level system of where you're either here or you're there. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we're in the body is to raise our soul vibration to a higher level through education, through knowledge, through sharing, through loving, and through helping others. That's what life is about. It's not about greed. It's not about the corporate president. It's not about what you can get. It's about sharing, kindness, and loving. And when you learn that, your life can really unfold in miraculous ways.
If life is, as so many people that I have the pleasure of talking to, is as it is, and that this life that we lead is basically a charade, why do we...
an illusion.
An illusion. Why do we fear what comes next? Don't answer right now. Don't answer that right now. I've got to take a commercial break. When we come back, I'd love to hear your answer.
Okay.
X-Zone Nation, Elizabeth Joyce is my special guest this hour, and we'll be back on the other side of this break. If you'd like to contact Elizabeth for a one-on-one consultation, 201-934-8986 is her phone number. And her website, www.new-visions.com. Great lady. Happy to have her back here with us in the X Zone. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break. Don't go away.
Well, as far as I can see, you will always be the one.
X Zone Nation, pin your ears back for what could be one of the greatest discoveries of the 21st century. Read the stunning new evidence that alien powers have sent a signal to planet Earth. In the Genesis Grid, Peter Wolford asks the following questions. What is the meaning of a giant figure of eight drawn across four continents, and why does it correlate precisely to our greatest financial crisis? How was human sexuality tagged with the Bible's number of reproduction, 44, in three different ways? And could it be true that Genesis chapter 1 is built on the first 31 digits of pi? All these discoveries have been tested to destruction by PhD-qualified academics, yet they are so simple a child could understand. This proven intervention in our affairs is described in a new book, The Genesis Grid, by Peter Wolford, www.genesisgrid.co.uk.
Marlena Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmer. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the Boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head.
Elizabeth Joyce is our guest. Now, if you'd like to give her a call for a one-on-one consultation, 201-934-8986. And check her out on her website, www.new-visions.com. Elizabeth, anything new with the impending anticipation around December the 21st, 2012?
Not in my book, because, of course, as you know, it will be a powerful day, but it's going to be an energetically powerful day. I think by that time there will be an awful lot of changes on the planet, but mm-hmm. it's not really the end of the world as we see it. It's just another day. Yes, there were three Mayan calendars, and there was one Mayan calendar that did mention that on that day we go into a new era. But it always takes 10 or 12 years into the era before we really know where we're headed. So I think the fear needs to be lifted. And speaking about fear, Rob, you know, we're going to experience a lot of tension on the planet between August 5th and August 9th, and that's when the Cardinal Grand Cross is at its strongest. So this energy offers you an opportunity to pause and plan your next move. That's what it's about. Let go of what's stopping you. Don't do anything rash. Sit down, meditate, and write down what you hope to accomplish in the long run and make some plans. And it's always awkward when Mercury goes retrograde. Mercury retrogrades on August 20th for 3 weeks, so that's going to add fuel to the fire, as they say. And it'll be interesting to see what the energies do, right, Rob?
It always is, my dear. It always is. So besides your radio show, besides your new book, besides helping people around the world, what else are you going to be doing in the next couple of weeks until you and I talk again?
Well, I'm planning something special to me. I'm planning my 50th year high school reunion.
Wow.
And that's been fun. It's fun to contact all these people that you went to kindergarten with and sixth grade and ninth grade and see where they are now and what they're doing. I'm really enjoying that because, you know, some of us hold on to, oh, they did this in high school and they did that in high school. It's not That's not how I work. I want to know where they're doing, how many kids they have, what they did with their life, and all that kind of thing. It's really very enjoyable. We're all going to go see Jersey Boys together in New York, which should be fun.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time, Elizabeth. As always, when you're with us, time goes by so fast. Please give my best to Bonnie. You take care of yourself, my dear. Keep on the wonderful work that you're doing, and let our listeners know how they can contact you one more time.
I have a home phone, which 24-hour service, which is 201-934-8986, and my website is www.new-visions.com. One more thing, Rob.
Yeah.
I haven't been doing any readings since I've been with Alma, so I know that my next few readings are going to be very powerful.
All right, we'll be looking forward to that the next time you join us here in the X-Zone. So until then, my friend, take care of yourself, Elizabeth. Always great talking to you, and we'll be speaking to you in 2 weeks.
My pleasure.
X-Zone Nation, Elizabeth Joyce has been my guest this hour. If you'd like to give her a call for a one-on-one consultation, 201-934-8986, and visit her website at www.new-visions.com. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break with the news. Don't go away. Natural medicine doctor Nance McLeod is changing the face of health one patient at a time. Dr. Nance McLeod has been working with natural medicine since 1979 and is one of Canada's leading specialists in the field. Dr. McLeod operates clinics in Virgil and Southampton, Ontario, and teaches through the Ancient Journeys School of New Medicine. In 2004, Dr. McLeod was honored with the Order of Excellence by the World Organization of Natural Medicine for her scientific work and dedication to natural medicine and for her work at Clinics for Humanity. For an appointment with Dr. Nance McLeod, call 905-468-9041 or visit Dr. McLeod online at www.thewellnessdiva.net. That's www.thewellnessdiva.net.